A new report from the Simon Communities of Ireland has found that in December there were only 33 properties open to renters accessing the Housing Assistant Payment or HAP limits. The HAP scheme is for those on low income to help rent a property. The quarterly Locked Out of the Market report found there were 1,149 properties to rent in 16 locations over a three-day period in December, but there were no homes within the standard HAP limits in 9 of the 16 areas surveyed, and that includes areas of Cork, Limerick and Galway cities. Wayne Stanley is the Executive Director at the Simon Communities of Ireland. Thanks for coming in to us, Wayne. What did you learn from this latest Locked Out report?
I think there was a couple of things. One is it's much the same as we've seen in the other reports for the last 3 years. Really, we're at what is essentially a functional zero when it comes to the private rental market for people who are looking to use the HAP payment to exit homelessness or to prevent themselves from experiencing homelessness. Because it is a thing where somebody maybe loses, their landlord decides to sell up. They present to the local authority saying they're having difficulties securing a property. If they're on a low enough income, eligible for social housing, they can get a HAP payment and that can help them to secure a home and prevent homelessness. That has been working up until the last couple of years. Some people still are having success with the HAP payment, but what we're seeing is...
And there are discretionary top-ups, aren't there?
Yeah. So
in Dublin and around the country at different percentages.
Yeah, so in Dublin, it's 50% above the basic rate, and outside of Dublin, it's up to 35%. Mm-hmm. What I would say is this report takes account of that, even within that 33 number. And what we're seeing is people having to top up that payment. So if they're able to secure a property, if they find a landlord who's willing to take the HAP payment, but they're having to top up by 200-400 euros a month, every month. And for people on low incomes or on a social welfare payment, that just isn't sustainable.
So several problems, but let's look at a couple of them. The first is you have to try and find a landlord who is willing to take a HAP payment in the first case. You then have to see if you can get a discretionary top up, and then you have to see if you can top that up again.
That's the situation. A fair synopsis, yeah.
For those who can't do any of those three things and they find themselves facing eviction, what's happening to them?
What we see is a trajectory where people try and avoid homelessness as much as possible. So what can happen is they're doubling up and trebling up with other family members, moving into the spare room, into the box room, those kind of situations. In the hope that it'll be short term and that something will turn up. What we find is over time, some of those people will, you know, relationships will break down, the pressure will become too much, and they will have to present to their local authority because they're experiencing homelessness. Well, I think what's important to recognise in that is that family or that individual, when presenting, maybe asked, why are you becoming homeless? And essentially the answer will be a family breakdown. Mm-hmm. But in truth, what has really happened is they lost their home in the private rental market, and the safety net that they have hasn't been sustainable into the long term.
So the figures that we get then, 4,000 children currently homeless, some 13,000 plus homeless people. Do those figures give us an accurate account of the level of homelessness when you talk about people doubling up in homes and living in one bedroom and so on?
I think everyone knows, or certainly, to be fair, sorry, what I want to say is, to be fair to the department, what they say those figures are is what they are, which is a count of the number of people in state-funded emergency accommodation.
Okay.
It doesn't include families who are maybe in own door accommodation, so they're still in emergency accommodation, but it's own door, so there's a small number of families in that situation. It doesn't include people who are couch surfing, and that's a particular phenomenon, particularly with young people. And it doesn't include people who are doubling and trebling up in that really kind of housing insecurity or housing exclusion experience.
And I know you come back time and again to saying we need more social housing. It's
absolutely
the only way to address the problem. And that is still the case.
Yeah. And that will be the case until we see a very significant uptick in the delivery of social housing. But in the interim, in the short term, I mean, what these reports have shown over a period of time, again, you know, acknowledging that they're a snapshot. In 2021, when we were coming in, there was a small number of properties, but it was 27% of the available properties. In 2022, that dropped to 8%. In 2024, the average was 2023. The average was 4%. As we head into 2024, it's now 3%.
All right.
So increasing the rate will make a difference.
Wayne, thank you very much. Wayne Stanley, there, Executive Director of the Simon Communities of Ireland.